neshamote, halel ko halelu ko, koil neshamo, neshamo sheli. Koil neshamote, halel ko halelu ko, koil neshamo, neshamo sheli.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the net at www.ateretisrael.org.
As we have a quote that is mentioned that her eyes became very soft. It says, Ine le'arakot, that she almost lost her eyesight. And the reason that this matter is mentioned, that she was very worried that, God forbid, be the wife after Esav HaRasha.
She cannot help him to do tshuva?
Well, we see as far as Dina could apply, because she had tzaddik and tzaddikit parents. But for Le'ah would not work. Dina was able, because of the merit of her parents, be able to make Esav a tzaddik. But Le'ah didn't have such a foundation. So that's why Yaakov was punished, but we see Le'ah was credited. So the question that is asked about Sarai Imenu, the same story Midrash brings, that Sarai Imenu was planned to be married to Nahor. You heard about this? No? Good thing you came today. Because Milcah was supposed to marry Abraham, and Sarai Imenu was designated to marry Nahor, Abraham's brother. So now we don't see any points, any quotes, any sign that she cried also. So Sarah was the daughter of Haran, and then it was designated that Milcah will marry Abraham, and then Sarah will marry Nahor. So obviously you don't see any point, any signs that she didn't want to marry Nahor. So she wanted to marry Abraham, obviously. So how come she didn't cry? And how do we know she didn't cry? Did she cry or not? We don't know. Sorry? You sure? They didn't take anything in Yerushalayim? You sure she didn't cry? She cried. What was the other name of Sarai Imenu?
Yiska.
Beautiful. So why she had the nickname of Yiska? Rashi HaKadosh explained to us that she was given this name. So first of all, she was very, very attractive, very beautiful. It says that nobody could stop himself to not look at her. So that was one of the messages of the name. The other reason that she was named Yiskah, because she had a very, very high connection as far as Ruach HaKodesh, even greater than Abraham Avinu. So now, here, so this thing that's given to her, so obviously has a message. So if she's called beautiful, compared to Le'ah, that she cried, and to Atah, she says, Eineha Rakot, so that means she lost her beauty. Right? So here we see, if she was given such a name, so that means she stayed beautiful as before. So if she would cry, so obviously she would not be beautiful. So here is the reason that she was given this name. And this is a proof that she did not cry. How could she not cry? Obviously she didn't want to marry Nahor.
But maybe she knew that if she marries him, she is able to make him a tzaddik. But Leah knew that Esav does not.
No, we cannot say that she wanted to marry Nahor. It's obvious. She didn't want to marry Nahor.
But she had Ruach HaKodesh, she was not
worried.
She knows she would marry
Nahor. So we have to say, through her Ruach HaKodesh, she knew she's not going to marry Nahor.
She don't need to cry.
Is that true?
Yeah. She says
so,
it's true.
No, I don't know.
Sure.
Yes?
You still need to do tefillot. You know why? Rachel, she thought she was going to
but
be...
But didn't have Ruach HaKodesh?
Why people do tefillot? I mean, in general, why people come to Beit Knesset?
To be
Praise Hashem.
I know, but what's the connection between Tefillah and Emunah?
What's the connection? So you have Emunah, would you do Tefillah?
Yes.
Right?
Absolutely, yes.
Whoever has Emunah knows that his Tefillah will be answered. That's why he's coming to...
We're not talking about Bakashot. We're talking about Bakashot or Tefillot. There's a two different things. Bakashot means that give me this, give me that, I don't want this, get rid of this. This is not Tefillah.
No, Tefillah is Arab. I read once a quote that it's copyrighted, and actually it happened to me. It says Tefillah will get you up there to the high door.
Where do you see this thing?
Chacham wrote it and made you. In fact, a hint, you could see it next to when you enjoy your beverage.
Beautiful. Bakasha, that means it's lack of emunah.
No, but how do you somebody sick? You have to pray. Okay, Hashem, give him health.
So if he's not sick, you should not pray.
We have to mention it anyway.
Understand? But if he's not sick, does he pray or not?
We pray for everybody.
No, you don't answer me. He doesn't. So he only prays when he's sick. He prays only he needs money. He only prays when he needs shalom bayit. So when he has shalom bayit, he doesn't pray.
You get it the hard way. Before anything comes, it's better.
So no, that's not a tefillah. That's a demand. You demand it from Yom Shu'olah, giving this, giving that, giving that.
No demand, just tefillah.
So not tefillah, the whole concept of tefillah is a whole different thing, because the purpose of tefillah is like somebody that, you know, let's say, doesn't come 1 or 2 days, you miss him, right? So when is he, where is he? You cannot wait. You're chesh bera, you say, when he's gonna walk in? Because you love him so much. That's what tefillah is all about. Tefillah means you miss Hashem so much, so you cannot wait to get yourself connected. You know, if this thing, Khalil Abba Has, is out of the battery, it's the shock off. The shock off. It's the Tikkun Hasot. It's the Tikkun cell phone. That's a feeling one should have. But if he's late, he's not going to be tefillah. If, Chas v'Shalom, God forbid, you cannot come to Bet Knesset, that's the feeling you should have. Now back to Sarah Ibn Alan Shalom. She had such a great emunah. She said, no way, you know, Ibn Shalom
would do such a thing. I'll be the wife of the Nahor. I deserve much, much more. Better. That's why she stayed beautiful. Why? Because she even had no doubt. No doubt that this is not going to happen. This is such a...
She never cried it.
No! Chas v'Shalom! Cry? What is that? Yehudi, what do you mean cry? Yehudi must, has no choice. You know, to be happy, you know what you need? You know what you need to be happy?
Now, what do you need? What do you need to be happy?
Smile.
No, what do you need? What does it take to be happy?
You know what you need to be happy? To be happy, you need courage. You need jur'at. People that they're not happy, they don't have any courage.
Yeah. To be happy, you need courage.
That's the main ingredient to stay happy. You need jur'at. People that are not happy, why? Because they are worried. They have their shure. They never in peace. Why? Because they don't have the courage. That's what we see in Salamina Ala Shalom. She has such a courage.
If Leah
got
it. Okay.
Where
she got it?
That's good. Exhaustion for tomorrow night. Yeah, obviously, yeah. She needs to, you know, put lots of energy. She drained herself. That's what we see. I mean, it worked, but she had to go through lots of pain. But here we see, Sarah Ibn Alan Shalom, It's an unbelievable thing that she's such a courageous lady. She's a chutam magen aleinu.
Koilani shomote, halel kohalelu ko. Koilani shomoni shomo sheli.
You're listening to Radio Kol Hanishma, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the net at www.ateretisrael.org.